This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Now let's talk a little bit about Waddle. Let's talk about the young man. And yesterday I mentioned it to the guys, whether it was Alan Pupar or Omar that joined us in all of this. This kid, Jalen Waddle, is playing like a 10-year veteran. Right? He's playing like O.J. McDuffie, a young O.J. McDuffie that was electrifying, was all over the place, was a returner and a receiver, by the way, in his first couple of years with Shula. And tough as nails, he's tough. Hands, you know, I was bitching about him dropping passes in the preseason training camp and early in the season. There were too many drops. He didn't lose them, which, you know, he didn't lose all of them or anything. He only lost, I think, one or two maybe. But he was dropping. He eliminated that. They need to move the chains, they go to him. They need a big play, they go to him. It's a tight window, they go to him. This is a rookie doing all of this. Jalen Waddle, as I've said before, would be a Pro Bowler if you put him with Sean Payton. Now I remembered. Sean Payton. If you put him with Sean Payton, he's a Pro Bowler. If you put Gesicki with Sean Payton, he's a Pro Bowler. If you put Tua can throw 21 touchdowns and 11 interceptions with these bums as offensive coaches. Can you imagine Sean Payton? Can you imagine Bill Walsh? Right?